This is the home of Union High School football. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Tuttle Stadium, and it's been a good one on the field for the Queens, the Kings, and the Bands. Not for the football team. Trailing 10-0 to the Mustang Broncos, Rick Corey along with Tom Stockton. Doc Blevins has got some bang-up guests. You're going to have them in just a minute. But first, Tom, we talked about this offense. Union right at 100, just over 100 yards at the half. Mustang with only about 85. But if you're the Redskins, as we've been saying, it's kind of good that the fix is simple. It's kind of not good because it's simple and you can't do it right now. But their offensive line's got to get a running game established, and Union hasn't done it.
Exactly. And they've also got to get the snaps. Now, they've done better on the snaps, but about one every six or seven snaps seems to be a little bit off a little bit and throws the timing.
That's been a problem. Obviously, the bigger problem for Union. Now, Trent Dismay played the entire first half of quarterback because J.D. Geniba hasn't been there. Those snaps are not his fault. Offensive line blocking is not his fault. I don't think Trent's really to blame much for what's going on here.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, he can't hand it off and block it at the same time. And they're just, you know, they just haven't got the creases in there. And it really is surprising to me because Mustang's defense is not very big, but they play technique very well.
Well, Reunion's hurt themselves with bad penalties, too. 6 for 60 yards, not a lot, but they've been at bad times. When we come back, Doc Blevins is going to be talking to Jeffrey Meade. A young man named Stromberg is playing some pretty good football in college right now. And then Dr. Wesley Jarman. I told you a star-studded. That's next here on KRMG.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. Oh, Trina, it's so much fun and shopping experience like none other.
We like to keep it nice and easy, and we like to have fun.
Farm trucks, work trucks. We have a couple 18s left, running wide open with the 19s, and then the 2020s are starting to trickle in as well.
Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa and Route 66 Chevrolet at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle.
It's the right way.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
We want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle.
It's always the right way.
When you're just starting out, there's a lot to learn, especially about money. But TTCU Federal Credit Union can help you get where you want to be. Like right now, you can get $150 when you open a TTCU checking account. It comes with a School Pride debit card, and every time you use it, TTCU donates money to schools. Now that's a difference I can get behind. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Life is better in balance.
They do it every year on this week in Memphis. It is Elvis Week.
All right.
Now, you know, of course, Elvis loved to buy cars, okay? Right. He has that in common with Jim Norton Chevy. We always stock over 100 quality pre-owned trucks and SUVs. And how do we do it? We buy every single pre-owned vehicle we can get our hands on. Here to tell you more is Casey Lane.
That's right. Jim Norton Chevy wants to buy your old car, any make, any model, any condition. And we are making it so easy. Just log on at jimbuyscars.com to check out our new mobile buying unit. That's jimbuyscars.com. And we'll come to your home or business at your convenience to make an offer on your vehicle. We'll show up, make a top-of-the-line offer, and we'll bring a check. Gone are the days of having to meet strangers at your home and have awkward negotiations to sell your car.
That's right, man. So log on at jimbuyscars.com or see us at the all-new Jim Norton Chevy in Broken Arrow and Alba until 9. Jim Norton Chevy, 145th at the VA.
Chevy, find new roads.
jimbuyscars.com.
Price plus TTNL and $399 doc fee. Example vehicle 2011 GMC Terrain SLE. Stock number PKC180A. Sell price $83.26. See dealer for details.
Union, Redskins, football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School Football Halftime. Presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union. Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan.
Welcome back to Redskin football here at Union Tuttle Stadium. Rick Corey with Doc Blevins and Tom Stockton, the Union band, on the field now. They had the King and Queen on the field before the game, so that coronation here at the half has already taken place, and that's why the band is now performing. Now, our own Doc Blevins has gone up into the UMAC, and the reason he's up there is he's got some real star-studded people. Doc, take it away. Doc Blevins? Well, just one moment ago, we were communicating with Doc with no problem, and now we go. I can hear
okay,
him.
Okay, I don't know what happened, but it came on.
There you go.
Hey,
go ahead, Doc.
We're going to start with Jeffrey Mead. Everybody remembers Jeffrey. He was a great receiver for us. Went on to have a fine career at the University of Oklahoma. And, Jeffrey, back you come quite often, but I know you're here for homecoming also.
That is correct. Yeah, I just wanted to come back, show some support, see how the guys are doing.
Well, tell us what you're doing now. A lot of people have asked me, what's Jeffrey doing? We know he's not playing pro football, so what's he doing now? And you got a pretty interesting business.
I do. So I started a digital marketing company. So we specialize in customer acquisition through social media. So compared to just posting every day, we kind of go in the back end and run paid advertisements that are targeted to specific people to get you the outcome that you want. We also create websites, and we do search engine optimization, which is just making people pop up in Google.
Well, I'm roadkill on the information highway, so I didn't understand just quite everything you said. But what else is going on? Are you involved in the sport at all at any level right now?
Not really. I'm looking at creating a program for receivers and then having that be like a program online. And I also train people one-on-one some as well.
Well, that's a great thing to do, and you'd be a great trainer for receivers because you were great with yourself. Thanks for being with us at halftime.
Yeah, no problem, man. Y'all have a good night.
Where is Ricky? Here comes Ricky. Bill. Okay. We got Peyton. Peyton Thompson's going to be here for just a minute. Peyton, you have walked on. You have walked on at the Oklahoma State University, and got another Union walk on there, Braden Spicer. So have some friends there. How's it going for you?
It's been great. Spicer and those guys are doing great. He's gotten Scout Team Player of the Week several weeks in a row, and Gundy's always giving him a lot of praise and bragging about him. So he's been doing great. And then CJ scored the first couple games this year, and he's doing really well still, and he's progressing every week. And so I think you'll be seeing him making a lot of plays here soon.
And you have been quarterbacking the scout team. Now, how did the starting players respond to it when you complete passes on them instead of make them look bad?
They take it as a challenge. Those guys, anytime there's a play that we make on offense, throw, they're doing up-downs and stuff, so they take it pretty seriously. So it's definitely a challenge, but I'm trying to use it as a tool to get better and learn time while I'm growing and redshirting and everything like that, trying to get stronger. So it's been a great opportunity.
Well, thanks for having a word with us at halftime, and good luck. And now we have the one of only three true freshmen starting at an offensive line in the entire Southeast Conference right now, Ricky Stromberg. And, Ricky, we're all proud of you, and I told you I wasn't really surprised, but you said you were.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I wasn't expecting to start. I was expecting the red shirt and then wait about a year, gain a little bit more weight, get more experience, and then play.
Well, and now they've kind of gone with the youth movement. Part of that, I understand you all had a lot of preseason injuries. Like, I think Dan, our trainer, told me he had like seven guys that were supposed to be starters at that surf.
Yeah, that was about, yeah, a bunch of the older guys I injured, about like five or six in fall camp. So it gave the younger guys a chance to get out there and see what they could do.
And then you really shined. We got all the press on, well, I take the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, so I see it. But you got a lot of publicity for your performance in the scrimmages, and they started talking about how you might have a chance to play, and yeah, so lo and behold, there you are.
Yeah, after they said that, I just kind of took it and ran with it and just started preparing each more and more every week and then get myself right because I knew I could compete with them. And then I found out when my coach told me I was going to start traveling and stuff. And then I started playing. I just started getting my mind right.
Well, you remade your body, so to speak, before your senior year. You lost some weight. You got in better shape, probably quicker, I'm assuming. Had a tremendous year on actually both sides of the ball. And then you you go there. Now, they want to put weight on you. Are they going to do it without sacrificing the quickness?
Yeah, no, I've already gained about 25 pounds since I've been there. So I'm 285. I got there at 265, real light. Now I'm 285. So.
Are they worried about how many stars you had by your name during recruiting now?
No, not at all, I guess.
Well, how is it playing for Coach Chad Morris?
It's really cool. He's a good guy. I like playing for good guys, and I think it's really fun.
Well, let me ask you another important question. Have you made your way to AQ Chicken for some of the best food in the world?
I have not yet. I have to. When I get some free time, I will.
Well, I'll tell you what, when the season's over, I'll come down and introduce you to AQ Chicken, okay?
That sounds good.
But you're off this week, don't have a game. Then next week you go to Kentucky, and is that a winnable game for you?
I think it is. I think it's a momentum game. I think we win. We get momentum on during the season and try to pick up some more wins.
Hey, when we had our off week, I watched Highland Park play, and their quarterback is Chandler Morris, Coach Morris's son. He looks like the real deal to me.
I think he is. Every time I watch him, it's 4 to 5 TDs a game. He's fast, he's elusive, and a really good passer, and I think he's going to be pretty good.
Well, you know, he gives a handoff to a running back named Doak Walker, who is the grandson of one of the greatest players in the history of football. So I hope he might come along with him to Arkansas.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. That'd be good.
Well, Ricky, thanks for having a word with us at halftime, and good luck.
Thank you.
You're listening to halftime at Union Tuttle Stadium, where the Union Redskins trail Mustang by a score of 10 to nothing. And you are listening to KRMG. And now we have, I won't say he was the founder of Union, but maybe modern-day Union he was to an extent. Dr. Wesley Jarman, but many people know we have Jarman Elementary School named after him. And but Wesley Jarman became, well, when did you come, Wes?
1975, and retired in 1990.
And how many students did we have?
7,000 kids while I was here.
7,000.
7,000.
Hi. When I first became aware of what was going on at Union, I had a call-in show on the radio back before people knew what call-in shows were. So I don't know if I had any listeners or not. It was like a monologue. But we had you come in. Bob Hickling was the other guy that did it. And we would talk to you about what's going on at Union. And first of all, we started seeing this stadium being built out in the prairie. There wasn't a Woodland Hills Mall. There wasn't anything. And there was a lot of talk about that. And so I got interested in it, and we started watching what you're doing. But it was controversial when you built this facility.
Very controversial because, we had the small stadium and had one gymnasium in the entire district. So we were a little country school out here in the middle of nowhere. But what happened, we could see ahead what was going to happen. We kept getting these new housing additions going in. And of course, the reason I was here, because Mr. Grove, he had been here a long time, and he could see this growth coming, and he just wasn't up to it. And he was a good friend of mine, and he recommended me for the job. So when I came here, we kept him on as a kind of a emeritus-type superintendent. But we could see the growth coming, and we just had to try to prepare for it, and it was tough. All my friends told me I was crazy that we'd never catch up on classrooms, and it took forever.
And Mr. Grove has an elementary school named after him also.
Great guys in the business.
Big decision you made was when you hired J.W. Emerson, brought him down from Kansas. I think he was at Manhattan High School at that time, had coached at K-State. And you brought him in, and the rest was history back then.
I think the best move I ever made was when I hired Gil Cloud. Because I talked to a lot of people. I talked to Gil Cloud probably 10 minutes, and I said, you're the guy I want. And I said, I do not want to be the athletic director. I didn't apply for that job. I want you to take this, and I want you to do the job. And, of course, he did. I mean, he put us on the map.
Well, he did, and he hired J.W. And I remember standing up in the press box. I was announcing everything, including, I think we were doing sixth or seventh, eighth, and ninth grade ball that night, and J.W. went to everything. He knew who those young athletes were. But we were looking out across behind the stadium, and there wasn't anything there.
Nothing.
And he said, Doc, look at that. It's empty now, but someday it's going to be homes and apartments, and we're going to be bigger than Plano.
I know.
And,
a lot of people didn't believe that.
And that's back when Plano just had the one high school.
Yes.
And he was right.
All right. It came, and I guarantee you, Mr. Groves told the board that I had a tough hide, and I didn't realize how tough it had to be until I got here.
Well, it wasn't, I'm sure, any time in a small community when you're building something that a lot of people are comfortable the way it is. I mean, Broken Arrow faced that with a lot of things, too, is that there's going to be the old guard, so to speak, that's not happy with what you're doing.
I know.
And what what made the difference? Because the voters in the school elections and stuff would have almost outnumbered you at the first for change.
Yeah, we had a very progressive board at that time, and those board members realized what had to take place, and they were very supportive. Otherwise, we'd have never got it done.
Well, and it was a great thing that happened. Now, did you envision Union would be as big as it is now?
I really didn't think it would go this far. I mean, it's even surprised me. But being there, and gaining 7,000 kids, it's a pretty good shock to your system, I guarantee you.
Well, and I remember I was against the grade system, like 8th grade center, 9th grade center. I thought it should be like I always said, God intended 7th, 8th, and 9th graders in one school so 7th graders can learn humility from the 9th graders. And Rick, Corey and I went to Bell Junior High School. We know what that's about. But... and then the idea of over 1,000 eighth graders in one building is a little bit scary.
Yeah.
But it has worked out marvelously for
you. Yeah, it worked out very good. And the reason they were getting so big, if you had to put three grades in a building, they were really overcrowded. So.
Well, and we did have to deal with crowding problems along the way, and it looks like just every other year we were having to build a building.
We turned around, and that was controversial, too.
Well, and building new elementary schools.
Yeah. Every time we turn around, every year you gain 500 kids.
Well, but it did grow, and it grew well, and you managed to keep up with everything. And so I want to remind people again, you're listening to, can you see the clock and tell me how much time I got a guy standing in front? How much time is left on the clock?
22 seconds.
Huh? 22?
Yeah.
Okay. We've taken a ride down to where we're supposed to. I'm sorry. Hey, Dr. Jarman, thanks for being with us. You're one of my favorite people. You know that and have been for many years. And Union wouldn't be what it is today without you. I appreciate it.
Well, you do a great job, and I appreciate what you've done for Union. Very good.
Thanks, we'll send it back up to Rick.
Thank you very much, Doc Blevins. Well, that was an entertaining conversation. Doc Blevins, along with Jeffrey Mead, also had a chance to talk with Peyton Thompson very briefly, Ricky Stromberg, and Wesley Jarman. My daughter went to her great school named after that man right there. They just put 3 minutes back up on the clock. That's what they do at halftime all the time. So we ought to just make halftime 23 minutes, in my opinion. But, hey, I'm just the guy in the booth. We'll get back to the second half in a moment. Union trailing 10-0 here at half against Mustang at their homecoming game. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
I'm here today with Professor Richard Goldman, who's holding history in the palm of his hand. Tell me, Professor, what does it feel like?
Well, like two uncirculated U.S. $10 Gold Liberty vintage coins. These coins are from the California Gold Rush era.
Look at the detail. This coin is over 100 years old, but it looks nearly brand new.
A limited number of these coins were rescued from government meltdown. The surviving gold coins are still in uncirculated condition, and they're available courtesy of govmint.com.
How can the public get their hands on these beautiful Gold Liberty coins?
Well, to find out how to secure your coins at this exceptional government price, call 1-800-932-4635. But there's a limit of 3 per household. So call now and we'll give you a free Gold Guide plus a bonus Patriots pack, including a 100-year-old U.S. Lincoln cent just for calling. Call now to get your free Gold Guide, including an actual 100-year-old U.S. Lincoln cent valued at over $10 free. 1-800-932-4635. That's 1-800-932-4635.
Hey guys, have you been hearing about low T and testosterone therapy? Testosterone is the cornerstone of a man's health. After age 30, we may lose about 2% of our testosterone each year. This causes us to lose energy, get fatter, lose sex drive, and disrupts our sleep. We think we are just getting old when that feeling is really caused by low T. Universal Men's Clinic has local medical providers specializing in restoring your testosterone. We have had success with many patients.
Our medical staff will monitor every step of your progress, evaluating your blood levels and symptoms. Within a few weeks, many patients have reported more natural energy and a better sex drive. Within a few months, many active patients report stronger bodies and the physical performance of their younger days.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Deanna got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money.
She didn't have that kind of money.
I was in a state of despair.
And when she called, all she got were threats.
Garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car. I didn't know if I was going to make it.
Thankfully, Deanna found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients. Optima went right to work for Deanna.
Optima Tax negotiated everything. I did not have to worry. They talked to the IRS.
Needless to say, she was relieved.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Do what Deanna did. Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-279-5575. 800-279-5575. 800-279-5575.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.